our good friend August, and August lives in Shevlin. Here's his report.
Hi, this is August reporting from Northern Sun Farm in Shevlin Township. This is my report for the week of March 4th through March 10th. It's been cold. The average high temperature this week was 20 degrees Fahrenheit. We looked up the average high temperatures in past years for this week and learned it is 34 degrees Fahrenheit. The average low temperature this week was 2 degrees Fahrenheit, and this was also about 13 degrees below the past year's averages. We got a lot more snow on Saturday. It was perfect for skiing. Then the wind blew on Sunday, and the snow drifts are taller than our snow fences and have almost completely buried a row of our 10-year-old wild plum trees. The woodpeckers keep coming for the peanut suet. A couple of days last week, I observed a raven that appeared to be hunting voles through the snow. I saw it circling in the sky. Then it dove down in the snow in our field. When it came up, it looked like there was a vole dangling in its beak. When visiting the cities on Thursday and Friday, I observed trumpeter swans, Canada geese, and robins in the parking lot at the Como Zoo. I also observed two-toed sloths, a 15-foot anaconda, spider monkeys, a tiger, poison dart frogs, cougars, lions, arctic foxes, giraffes, stingrays, turtles, and giant carp. But these were all inside the zoo. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Augie. Always great. Down to the zoo. I had an experience at the zoo. The local guy, Brad Nett, is friends with several of the zookeepers down there, and I got into the back room.
Well, that sounds about right for Brad Nett.
Yeah. They fed one of the mountain lions a big, looked like the knee off of a cow. Just a big, bony kind of a structure without a lot of meat on it, you know? It was kind of the stuff you used to get in high school when they served roast beef and mashed potatoes.
Man.
That's where they got that cut, right off the kneecap. Anyway, they gave it to this cat, and I was about 12, 15 feet away from the cage, and the cat laid down, put its paws on that piece of meat, a bone, and looked up at me and growled in a way that made the hair on my neck stand up. It was absolutely terrifying. If there hadn't been bars between us, I probably would have plotzed my pants and ran. That was the most terrifying thing I've ever heard. It was just like, do not mess with me. This will not end well for you.
We need a couple of gongs there, John. We think. When you text John Latimer, we automatically sign people up, right? But who'd you hear from?
That's right. Well, we heard from Lynn and
Lynn and Jack.
Lynn and Jack up in Big Fork. And you would recognize them. Jack is the host of the
Classic Movie Series.
Classic Movie Series. Thank you. I knew it had a name.